This weekend, North Star, written by Gloria Bond Clooney and directed by Harold Clater Jr., comes to the Stained Glass Playhouse in Winston-Salem. Harold is a graduate of the Portland Actors Conservatory, and he's performed professionally in numerous plays. This is his first appearance at the Stained Glass Playhouse. In full disclosure, WFDD's own Catherine Mobley plays the role of Relia's mother, Kate Taylor, in the Stained Glass production of North Star. So, North Star, tell me about the play.
It is set in 1960 in Henderson, North Carolina. It's a coming-of-age story about a young girl named Relia. She wants to participate in the sit-ins and the movement, the civil rights movement that's going on. And it actually causes conflict between her parents because her father wants her to and her mother doesn't. And the story is told in hindsight by the older Aurelia. It begins with the N-word being said. And it's the adult version of the character Aurelia. Her daughter gets called that by a cab driver in a northern city. So it sets off a train of memories for her back to the time when she wanted to participate in the civil rights movement and how she felt when she was called that word by a white person during the demonstrations. Mm-hmm. So it's an emotional journey, and she's trying to find her North Star, which is your guiding light in your heart, not the actual star in the sky, to resolve this issue and how she should deal with it for her daughter, because she remembers how she felt and how her parents dealt with it. And she actually has some bitterness and resentment towards her father for allowing her to be in that situation and not stepping in when it happened.
Mm. And the parents divided about her participation in the movement?
Yes. Her mother feels she's too young because she knows, you know, it was hostile then. The threat of death was always looming.
We're talking 1960?
1960. So her mother doesn't want her to, and her father does. So that culminates into a pretty significant discussion between them right before the demonstration.
You're dealing with this play by Gloria Bond Clooney, but your connection to the movement runs deeper than just directing a play.
Fortunately, I was born after integration occurred, so I went to integrated schools all of my life. But due to my family's history on both sides of my family, very active in the civil rights movement, very active, you know, at the local level, very active with pursuing equality, making sure the black kids were educated just as well as the white kids. My dad actually attended Christiansburg Industrial Institute, which was founded by Booker T. Washington, and was one of the top schools for black students back in the day. It was a boarding school, had a large campus.
Where was that?
Christiansburg, Virginia. One building still standing. But they have a pretty extensive website talking about the history of it. So I grew up hearing the stories. My mother was the first to desegregate schools in Virginia. She was that first class. And to hear the stories that she experienced, you know, it was difficult. Mm. It was that fear. Especially when you're in a town predominantly white, very few blacks. She always recounted the story of her father going to the principal the first day of school and telling him, the law says they have to go to school here, and I don't want any problems, so let's make this as smooth as we can.
Stained Glass Playhouse director Harold Clater Jr. North Star by Gloria Bond Clooney comes to the Playhouse Friday and Saturday, February 7th and 8th, and will run through the 22nd with evening performances at 8 and weekend matinees at 3. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.